What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
We ought to have a prayer called the God damn it prayer. God damn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Wednesday, y'all. It's Crab Diving Live, blasting at you and the whole neighborhood. Hold on. The window open here. Blasting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. A little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5. If your ear holes are sucking us in live out east, it isn't that time. Maybe you're listening to us as a rerun of the Crab Diving Network stream for you 24/7. Maybe gone and done. Downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application or at crabdiving.com, where we're always available. Except for a few minutes this morning when I was having issues with the fucking SSL certificates. But anyway, it's back.
Oh, shit, yes. Thank you for handling that.
Website's back.
Hey, Bill Gates, why is that so fucking hard, dickhead?
If you had if you were getting a 404 error when you showed up crab diving, apologies. Yeah. Not my fault.
Blame Al Gore.
I actually did everything right. And it was there was some fucking gremlins in the system over to the name host.
Satan.
Anyway, however you're listening to us, we appreciate the fuckaroni Tony out of it. We got all kinds of shit to talk about. It's a lovely Wednesday. Well, a little gray.
Yes.
Ish here.
It's sad and it's chilly.
It's a little chilly, but it's not like, I mean, it's 58. I don't, you know, it's not like
I can't find a jacket to wear here that's not, it's either too heavy or.
Yeah. Like a fleece, tough. Maybe a fleece kind of. Thanks for joining us. Join us on our social medias at Crab Diving, CrabDiving, and you can also, thanks to those, I mean, who are contributing to the goodery here by going and buying shit if through Amazon at our crabdiving.com/Amazon portal.
Yay.
Where you buy shit and we get a commission.
Fool me once, goodery.
We got the economy coming back and we're kicking these traitors' asses politically and we're not backing down ever.
Jesus Christ.
That sounded like a few of the Democratic candidates last night, though. if you had heard any clips of last night's debate. Oh, man.
Was it good?
It was kind of a shit show.
How did Bloomberg do? Did he kill?
Better. He did better.
Yeah, I would think so. I mean,
but, God, you know, he had nowhere to go but up.
He really shit the bed on that person, man. Oh, God.
But, I mean, Elizabeth Warren kicked him right in the saggies.
Ooh, yes. Did she do good last night?
She did. Yeah, she did. I thought she did well.
Right.
But, man, you had it was almost like Uncle Joe was just trying to out-yell Bernie.
Oh, God.
There was just a lot of yelling going on.
God, Joe.
And then the moderators did a shit job.
Who were they?
It's just
Scott Baio and
I think it was Nora O'Donnell, the CBS news anchor.
Oh, okay.
And Gail King.
Gail King.
Oprah's girlfriend. Who's a producer and a news person.
Oh, okay.
Telly host.
Hello.
Presenter, excuse me. Television presenter.
She dates Oprah, though, right?
No.
Why do you say that? I thought that was the thing.
No. No evidence.
All right. Well, I don't. I mean, I don't care. I think it's cool.
The
imagine you're dating Oprah and you
she's
can't
still
tell
dating
anybody.
I think she's still dating Stedman.
Oh, come on. That guy?
Yeah. He's really cool. I met him at a couple of tennis tournaments. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry.
Seems boring. They had a charity hookup with the tennis tournaments that I was working with at the time in Chicago, and I met her. And yeah.
Was she nice?
Yeah, she was kind of nice. I mean, you know, we didn't hold hands and chat. I mean, but it was more of like a passing hi, how you doing kind of a thing. But I actually did talk to him for a couple of seconds.
Oh, that's cool.
And he's very nice. He's a really nice guy.
You guys smoke weed or what happened?
Yeah.
Stedman's like, you got any weed?
And
you get a blunt. And you get a blunt.
My name's Patrick Vial, by the way.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And you get a blunt. I'm kidding. Did you give it to her already?
Yeah.
Oh gosh.
The Kong toy. You know, I gotta get something to stuff in the Kong toy. It takes a little bit longer.
Hey,
that doesn't involve peanut butter because that's what everybody says. Well, use peanut butter, but
you're allergic.
Well, yeah, I'll use peanut butter if Trump wins a second.
I used peanut butter on our no-kill mouse traps. I've used that in the past. I put peanut butter.
I do remember that.
On a graham cracker.
Yes.
I was totally in charge of it. Hermetically sealed, safe. This is deadly to you. I know.
What were we talking about? I don't even remember.
I have a question.
All the fuck shit that's going on. Yeah.
Last night.
Hi everybody. Tweet us.
Oh yes. Last night, I read a bunch of shit about this coronavirus.
Yes.
Good God.
It's nothing. It's a cold. What are you talking about?
Rush
Limbaugh said it's nothing.
It doesn't kill
us,
though, right? It doesn't kill us.
2% of us, it does.
2%. What's that based on? Like height?
Well, you know how concerned they be about the flu every year?
Yes. Yes.
And the flu is 20 times less lethal.
Oh, shit.
Than the corona.
Damn. 20 times less lethal than corona. So you would say corona is 20 times more lethal.
There you go.
Then why aren't people saying that?
They are.
The other way is confusing.
Well, I said it that way confusingly.
Oh, okay. This is a very mysterious pandemic. I mean, for the American people, because our president is saying some shit and our CDC is saying some different shit, right?
Well, yeah. And you know, Trump's like, don't worry, we got it but then all the stories coming out today were like Trump, is totally just trying to keep the stock market up.
Yeah.
Cause he's worried the stock market's going to go down because of the corona.
God damn it.
So he doesn't want anybody in the White House talking about how
if
bad it might be.
Stop going out. I am fucked. No one will come see. I have got shows booked at my spot. If you're interested, facebook.com/RatedRComedy. I got comedy booked in Pensacola all the way through fucking May. All the way through fucking May. And I have some guarantees. Now, if this coronavirus, I'm fucked.
It's nice to see that unlike our president, you're worried about all the people who may get
sick.
Hey,
I'm very concerned. I'm very concerned about everyone. But damn, I how does that work? If somebody makes an agreement to be somewhere, to do something, and you have a guarantee for them.
I saw there's some...
Fuck me.
There's some... Is it Tenerife?
Fuck this corona shit.
There's a... I thought it was a hotel in Tenerife. Yeah. A hotel with hundreds of guests was locked down. In Tenerife, in Spain.
Oh, great.
In the Canary Islands.
In Spain?
Well, the Canary Islands.
I thought this motherfucker was from China.
It's Canary Islands.
Okay.
Owned by Spain.
Where is that?
Shelby.
Pretend like I went to school in Georgia, the state.
It's off of Africa.
Okay. Which side?
Northish? Northwestish, I think.
Okay, well, shit, I don't know.
I have the internet at My fingertips.
But this, yeah. This Corona
it's off of the coast of Morocco and the Western Sahara, off of southwest of Portugal and Spain.
It's so gross. It's like everybody's got to run around with the fucking hand sanitizer and all the fucking bullshit. And these masks don't do shit, right?
You know where they need to do a little cracking down is at the airports. I saw a story today that the that if they increase hand sanitizing and hand washing protocols at the airports.
Yes.
And specifically, it was like at 11 airports.
Right.
They could mitigate a third of worldwide
do it.
Corona. Well, a lot of airports are.
They
are
a implementing. Lot. What are the ones that don't want to? What are they like? We don't feel like washing our hands, even though there's a pandemic. Suck my cock. You got to be kidding me. Oh, God. How terrifying.
A hotel in Tenerife in Spain's Canary Islands has been locked down after a visiting Italian doctor tested positive for the coronavirus.
Is it a nice hotel?
Hundreds of guests at the H10 Costa Adeje Palace Hotel were told to stay in their rooms.
Oh, my God. They can't even go to the fucking pool.
Stay in your rooms.
I was about to look up the amenities at the hotel. As I was going to say, maybe it's not so bad.
Well, one of the stories I just saw was that despite quarantine, that some of the guests are breaking protocol and hitting the pool.
Great. Fucking great, guys. Let's all get coronavirus then. Let's all ruin my stand-up scene down here because everybody's sick and you can't go anywhere.
The doctor,
fucking great.
The doctor's from the virus-hit Lombardy region. His wife has also now tested positive.
Well, that sucks.
Global cases of the virus have now passed 80,000, the vast majority still in China.
80,000? That's a lot. What if you get it? What do you do?
Well, you go to the doctor.
Well, you don't tell anybody because then you're quarantined, right?
Well, but the thing is, that, I mean, the for a lot of people, the reason it's so stealthy is for a number of people, it's like a cold. I mean, it feels like a bad cold, and so they don't. They're not like, oh my God, I got corona. They're like
corona mucus.
I've got a cold, so they don't even report it, and then they go on the bus to go to work.
Oh, gross. It's snot everywhere. Ugh. Humans are disgusting. Or,
you know, in America,
yes.
If they're working a hardworking but low wage food preparation job.
Hard.
Then they're forced to go to work because you can't call in sick. Because the evil, evil 17-year-old assistant manager at Arby's is gonna fire you because they can find somebody else to cover your shift. So you go in sick as a dog.
Fuck that guy.
Because America.
That sucks.
It's not the 17-year-old manager's fault. It's Arby's corporate.
Yeah, the fucking manager.
Capitalism.
By the way, the fucking manager is probably my age. 17. But guy, you know,
well, that's true. Nowadays,
the dude's probably
got
a master's in philosophy, and he's making curly
that's
fries.
True.
Do you know I was at the dollar store today?
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, there's not one fucking thing wrong with it. You should be paid a living fucking wage.
Well, right, you should be able to support yourself and maybe a wee family on any full time job.
Right, and everybody should have wee families, right? Tiny ones. You don't need 80 million fucking kids.
Yeah, I mean,
pull out every now and then.
I wouldn't legislate that, but yeah.
Oh, geez.
Not China.
China.
Iran, one of the worst affected nations outside of China, said its deputy health minister, Iraj Harirchi,
yes,
had tested positive for their deputy health minister has tested positive.
Yes, perfect.
The
shit, the deputy health minister tests positive for coronavirus. Deputy health minister.
And we don't necessarily 100% know that this is, you know, we're getting 100% accurate data from China and Iran.
If the deputy health minister of your country contracts corona, fire him. He didn't do his fucking job. He can't keep himself. He can't wash his hands or some shit.
The World Health Organization said yesterday the world should do more to prepare for a possible pandemic.
Oh, thanks. Great fucking advice. Do more.
Spanish media reports that the Popo are guarding the, oh, it's a nice hotel, a 4-star.
Oh, yes.
In the southwest of the island.
Okay.
Making sure no one enters or leaves, but authorities are avoiding describing the situation as an enforced quarantine. You can't leave.
It is. Though, that's what, if someone says you can't leave, and if you try to leave, we'll stop you by force. Well, that's an enforced something.
I guess this was in English. One guest posted, not great English, one guest posted Facebook an image of a note that was put under the door of their room yesterday. Yes. It said, "We regret to inform you that for health reasons, the hotel has been closed down until the sanitary authorities warn you must remain in your rooms."
The sanitary authorities?
I think they're Google Translate.
Mm, yes.
Needs a little tweak.
The sanitary cops are coming, motherfuckers. Nobody washes their hands.
I think they meant health authorities. And not warn.
Yeah.
Advise, probably.
How can an adult
Aviso.
Use a urinal, done at the urinal, beelines out the door of the bathroom, no stop at the sink.
Right.
To wash hands. Lots yes. of people do this.
Right.
Well, it's horrible.
But that's like shit mist and stuff. I mean, for Corona, they touch a door handle. Yeah.
What would you rather have, shit mist or Corona?
Well, right now, shit mist. You don't know.
That's E. coli.
But you don't know. But not every.
It's shit, right?
So every time you touch somebody's hands who didn't wash their hands, you're getting E. coli? Like, no.
It's fecal matter, dude.
Well, right.
It's not
but
great.
It's not all E. coli.
Okay.
Not
all shit is E. coli.
I don't.
But all E. coli is, in fact, shit.
I would have to look that up. I
hit a gong, Shelby.
I'm not an epidemiologist.
Ooh. Epidemiologist, motherfucker.
Another guest told the BBC that he and his wife had seen the note, but they heard people outside talking and heading to breakfast.
Oh, great. We're going to breakfast.
He said, the hotel has been cordoned off, but we're trying to make the best of what's going on.
I thought this was in Spain.
It is, but they're British.
Oh, okay.
We haven't been given any more information other than the note, but we're going to just wait, try and enjoy the holiday,
Jesus.
See what happens.
Fucking Christ. That's, what is that? See what happens.
People Nihilist. Have been seen walking around the hotel and using sun loungers, but the police cordon are preventing people from leaving.
Using sun loungers? Is that just a chair you sit on outside?
This is the BBC I'm
Jesus,
reading from.
Guys. It's called a patio chair, a deck chair.
Another
sun
Briton,
lounger.
Nigel Scotland.
Hello!
Said he was most concerned that the man who had tested positive had also been stayed in the hotel for 6 days.
Oh, shit.
He said, during that time, probably 500 or 600 people must have left the hotel. I switched the accent up. And gone back to various places in Europe.
No shit. Oh, well, so
500 or 600 people in the time, the 6 days that dude was there.
Americans don't give a fuck. They don't give a fuck. It's these rich white people on vacation. They're like, hey, don't leave your fucking hotel. You're on quarantine. You could have this Corona shit. But the white people are like, no, nobody's going to tell me what to do. Here's my dick. Fuck you.
36-year-old Italian woman has been diagnosed in Barcelona.
Barcelona?
The main signs of infection are fever and cough.
Yay.
As well as shortness of breath and breathing difficulties.
Oh, shit.
Frequent hand washing with soap or gel. Avoid close contact with people who are ill. Don't touch your eyes, nose, and mouth with unwashed hands. Help cut risk of infection.
Oh, this is all so gross. It's such a gross thing.
Catch coughs and sneezes in a tissue.
Ugh.
Catching coughs and sneezes in a tissue, binning it.
Binning it, throwing it away.
And washing your hands can minimize the risk. With
Hello?
An S. Minimize with an S.
Right.
The risk of spreading disease.
Why do they spell minimize differently?
Well, I think they had it first, probably.
Oh, they're doing it right.
Don't you think? Yeah, we turned it into a Z.
We're doing it wrong. What a shocker.
We added the Z.
All right. Zed's dead.
So there you go.
Shit. Wow. Well, I don't know how I'm supposed to feel about this. The president says it's fine, right? Don't be a pussy, basically.
In 2009, the swine flu
pandemic
killed hundreds of thousands of people worldwide.
Really?
A little fun reminder.
Here? The swine flu.
Oh, we had swine flu here in America.
I don't remember 100,000 people fucking
Not
dying.
In America, worldwide.
Oh, okay.
There we go, everybody.
That's good news. Well, it's not good news.
And just think of something like Ebola.
Well,
somehow
we'd be fucked.
Became as yeah.
Ebola is like you inhale some shit, and then all of a sudden you start bleeding out your eyeballs and shit and blood. Right? That's basically Ebola.
Yes.
Boy, that sounds horrible.
Yeah, hemorrhagic fever.
But see this fuck. What is it called? Corona.
Yes.
It's not deadly.
Some 2%. Yeah.
God damn. I'm just thinking, if you die from this, every doctor, it's only 2%, so every doctor's got to say, God, we're really surprised.
Well, no, it's older people, people who are ill, people with compromised immune systems.
Yes.
But then, you never know. Sometimes a young, healthy athlete will just have a bad case and things go wrong and it gets them. So, I mean, it's not...
Okay.
It's still a bad... infection.
You said compromised.
Pneumonia is treatable, but
right,
pneumonia has a death rate also. So
fuck you up,
and it's not fun,
right? Well, but coronavirus attacks people with a compromised immune system. Does it also attack people?
No, it attacks
who have compromised.
No, it attacks everyone.
Values and politics that are maybe compromised to Russia. Does that?
In a higher rate or
yeah.
Crazy chaotic Democrat debate last night.
Oh gosh.
Fake news said Biden did well, even though he said half of our population was shot to death.
Oh geez.
Would be over for most. Mini Mike was weak and unsteady, but helped greatly by his many commercials, which are not supposed to be allowed during a debate. I don't know what that means.
God.
Pocahontas.
Oh, shut up.
Was mean and undisciplined.
Did he really use Pocahontas?
Pocahontas was mean and undisciplined,
God.
Mostly aiming at Crazy Bernie and Mini Mike. They don't know how to handle her, but I know she is she's a chocker.
A chocker?
C-H-O-C-K-E-R. He meant choker, but there's no second
choker.
C in choker.
Oh, they choked. A choker? You ever chock?
They don't know how to handle her, but I know she's a choker.
Choker.
Steyer, in air quotes. Steyer was a disaster.
Uh-huh.
Who, along with Minnie, are setting records in dollars per vote. Just give me an opponent, he says.
Jesus Christ. What a dickhead. A choker.
President Crowan.
Our president's a dumb fuck, man. Like, really. Like, he's really a fucking dumb fuck. I know that that might come as a chocker, but he is. I'm sorry. He's stupid. Do you agree with me?
Low ratings, fake news, MSDNC.
Parentheses,
Comcast.
Ooh, yes.
And CNN are doing everything possible to make the coronavirus look as bad as possible.
Well, it's a...
including panicking markets, if possible. See? That's all he's thinking about.
But, dude, it's a pandemic, right? It's going to affect the economy, right?
Worldwide.
And nobody's happy about it.
Likewise, their incompetent do-nothing Democrat comrades are all talk, no action. USA in great shape.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's great.
Dot, dot, dot.
I mean, that's awesome.
I'm trying to.
Jeez.
God damn it.
What's wrong?
I will be having a news conference at the White House on this subject today, at 6 p.m.
On what subject?
Oh, that's that's a half hour from now.
Oh, shit.
On the subject today at 6 p.m., CDC representatives and others will be there. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome, lunatic. Jesus Christ.
Chris Murphy, Senator Chris Murphy.
Yes.
Responded from Connecticut. Responded, Mr. President, this is serious. We all need you to be acting like it's serious.
I'm sorry, Chris. He's not going to do that.
And for the record, the Democrats begged you for an emergency funding bill 3 weeks ago, and you sat on your hands.
Yeah, fuck
yes. Tiny little hands.
Ooh, yes.
I added that part.
Right, right. Well, I don't know.
And he also needs to learn how to spell coronavirus, because Trump spelled coronavirus wrong.
How do you spell that? With a K? Was he like K-O or C-O-R-O-N-A?
C-A-R-O, Ca-rona, coronavirus.
It's like
corona.
The fucking beer, right? What? It's like the fucking
beer.
Drink
beer. He pops Addies.
Everybody knows how to spell corona, don't they?
Well, I've got
not.
An example of one.
God, it's just such a dumb shit.
Right here.
We are facing, this seems like a big deal, this coronavirus. Everybody's fucking doom and gloom about this shit.
I mean,
all over the fucking place.
You know, something to keep an eye on.
Yeah, we're fucked.
Well, we're more concerned because look who's at the wheel.
Yeah. What wheel?
Look who's driving the good ship United States right now.
Yeah, it's fucking disturbing.
And his entire shit brigade of cabinet members and more of these Trumpists that he's infecting every fucking office with.
I tell you what, number one, if you elect me, I am getting rid of that cruise industry. I'm so sorry. I am so fucking sorry. But it's just not responsible for a government to allow its citizens to go on a boat.
Come on.
Everybody shits together, get all the shit all over each other, all the mucus, all the fucking germs. They all eat from the same buffet the whole fucking time.
Who was shitting on each other? Did you go on some German cruise?
No, it's it just feels like
the Scheissen cruise?
All you have to do is think about it for a second. You just have to think about it for a second.
Yeah.
And that boat, all that boat is something that's buoyant that is
really
housing
big.
A fuck ton of plumbing.
Yeah. Well, okay.
And all these people do on this cruise ship is eat.
Yeah.
And what?
Drink.
And shit.
And vomit.
Yes. All of that.
Sure.
All of that. And then it gets dumped to the ocean sometimes. What the fuck ever. We got to put an end to these cruises, right? They're disgusting.
No, I mean,
are you happy with Carnival Cruise Line's environmental record?
Well, no. I was just going to say there needs to be some overhauls, though, and
I thought you were going
like
to say
many of these industries, we need to get away from fossil fuels and shit. Yeah. There's got to be a way to.
Well, if you want to reduce fossil fuels from cruise ships. Cut the cruise ships. Well, they aren't necessary,
well,
dude.
Why don't we go back to horses and buggies?
have you been on a cruise?
No.
Okay.
I have no interest, to be
go
honest
on
with
one.
You.
Go on one.
No, I don't want to.
Okay.
Okay.
But you will see what I mean.
Well, I get it, but a lot of people had a good time. And we'll go back.
Well, fuck, man. People might have a good time, I don't know, doing all kinds of shit that you shouldn't do. Lawn jarts. People love lawn jarts.
Right. Bring them back.
Right.
Bring them back. I had jarts when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Nobody got skewered.
No, 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 no. Yes. Someone got skewered.
I'm kind of kidding. They are really horrible. No, I mean, no one that I knew got skewered.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, you know what auto completes when you type in lawn jarts? Death.
Oh, people got injuries. Killed from lawn jarts, yeah.
I just want to know how many people died.
They were pretty ruthless. And
oh.
you had that plastic ring that you would... Do you remember? You had the plastic ring that you would close the ends of to make a... Or is
God.
It was like a long piece of plastic, and you would close the ends of it to make the ring that you would lay in the grass that you would then launch 2-pound spikes of death. Yeah.
Yeah. Imagine you invented lawn darts. Let me read this. Over a period of 8 years, lawn darts had sent 6,100 people to the emergency room. 81% of those cases involved children 15 years or younger, and half of those were 10 years old or younger. The majority of the injuries were to the head, face, eyes,
Christ.
Ears.
That's really
ears.
Really poor
fuck
aiming.
And it led to permanent injury or disability? Dude, imagine if you get a lawn dart in the fucking ear. Man, that's really bad luck. I mean, shit, dude. Get a lawn dart in the ear.
Let's see. We've got...
Yay.
So that's the headline at the HuffPo is...
Yay.
Oh, wait, we didn't do the headline. I went right to that that hotel story in Tenerife.
Oh, yes.
Over at the HuffPo, the Cola Crusade, Bloomberg's white whale. I guess this is about when Bloomberg tried to go after sugary drinks.
Okay. Who gives a fuck? Why are we focusing on this?
As mayor of New York City, Bloomberg wanted his constituents to be healthier. He cracked down on smoking in public, trans fats in restaurants, and he really, really wanted New Yorkers to drink less soda.
Right.
His famous Big Gulp ban sought to bar sodas larger than 16 ounces, but a judge said, nuh-uh.
Yeah.
Before that, in 2010, he had asked the federal government to allow New York City... to let New York City disallow poor people from using federal food benefits to buy sweetened beverages.
Oh, what a fucking dickhead. Just give the people a food benefit, man. People want to fucking eat.
They say here the move was quintessential Bloomberg seeking a public benefit through super paternalistic means.
Yeah. Hey, Bloomberg, when a big-ass corporation gets a tremendous tax break, does the government step in and say, hey, the money you saved, this is what you're allowed to spend it on? Do they say that?
On Tuesday at the debate, he said that if he became president, he would not insist on nationalizing the specific anti-obesity policies that he had pursued as mayor.
Okay.
But he suggested that they wouldn't necessarily let it go. Quote, I do think it's the government's job to have good science and to explain to people what science says and how to take care of themselves and extend their lives. We are a country where there are too many people that are obese. We should do something about that.
Okay, I agree. This doesn't matter. This is the guy that did Stop and Frisk. What I want to know is if he's elected, will he do more Stop and Frisk bullshit?
Oh, he says no. I mean, he's apologized for that. Said, got out of hand.
He apologized?
It got out of hand, and Ellie Mastal tweeted, oh, so just a little bit of discrimination and racism would have been the perfect solution.
Oh, yes. Oh, and by the way, I mean, he apologized. So people that were stopped and frisked and they found weed or whatever the fuck and they got arrested, or are those charges going to be expunged? Right. He apologized? Fuck him.
He bragged that New York was one of the first cities to ban smoking.
Yes.
In public, inside.
Right.
And now he said that cities worldwide are adopting the ban. It saved enormous number of lives. Just goes to show if you have good public health, then you can do things.
Well, yeah, that's good. I mean, I can't believe Chicago went through with a smoking ban. I was there before the smoking ban, and people in Chicago like to smoke. I assume because it's cold as fuck outside. I don't know.
Well, everybody smoked. I mean, it was just a culture.
Right.
And now I'm surprised when, I mean, people that do smoke.
I know.
especially crazy. After being in LA where it's... even though actors, there's a strange amount of actors that like to smoke.
Yeah, and you know why? Because they're all trying to stay thin. They're not going to stop smoking and gain weight. That's really it.
Meanwhile, six local governments around the United States have sought to discourage soda consumption by imposing special taxes on sugary drinks. In San Francisco, they added a 1% per ounce tax on sugary beverages.
Yes.
Via a voter referendum. So the people voted for that.
If you think about the weird racist shit Mike Bloomberg has said, and he apologizes for stop and frisk. I mean, didn't he say something about like, oh, all these guys look the same. We should just Xerox copies of the same
description
and just give them to the cops. How do you apologize for your racism for that? I mean, that's got to be just how the fucking guy feels. He didn't misspeak, right?
The Trump administration is, meanwhile, of course, has been pushing for a series of cuts to food benefits.
Oh, shit. Yeah, of course. Of course. Starving people that don't have enough money. Food. Let me understand the food benefits. Let me understand this. This is like food stamps, right?
Yeah, SNAP.
And SNAP?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So you get that because you don't have enough money for food.
Right. And then, but then it says the administration has half-heartedly proposed partially replacing food benefits with a box of shelf-stable items.
Yes.
Like rice and canned beans. So Daddy GOP is going to decide the gulag is going to feed you. And then they totally ignore the fact that every dollar that comes from SNAP or from food stamps that goes into the local economy comes back $1.50, something like that.
Yeah. And this food box, we already went through this food box with Trump,
it's
right?
Ridiculous. Yeah. Who's gonna get the contracts to make the food, I wonder, and to put together the food box?
And you know, the fucking thing is, it's like...
Ivanka.
What if
Ivanka's gonna be running a company that's gonna do the food, it's gonna be perfect.
Is there anybody more out of touch than Ivanka? God, and what about people that have a gluten allergy or that are diabetic?
Well, yeah.
Or vegetarian or vegan or what the fuck ever.
There you go. They were asking about that.
We're going to cut food benefits.
The Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program is one of the biggest social programs in the United States, serving 36 million Americans. 36 million people need help eating.
That's horrible. That's not right.
Our economy's doing great. Oh, they're lazy. Fuck you. It's bullshit. The stats prove that this is overwhelming working poor.
Yeah, and you're talking about people on minimum wage.
Right.
Which isn't...
And 2 to 3 jobs.
Correct. You can't live off minimum wage.
And then some asshole cop pulls them over and finds a joint.
Oh, yes.
And then next thing you know, they owe thousands and thousands of dollars in civil fines.
Yeah.
So that the government, the local government, can make its money.
And then they can't drive and they can't get to their fucking job.
Right.
It's stupid. It's dumb. To me, if I was president, I would want to brag that I increased the supplemental food budget. I would say, hey, under my administration, more people fucking ate. How do you like that shit?
The monthly benefits average about $121 per person. $120 a month.
You're going to cut that?
$30 a week.
That's not enough.
In food.
Well, it's supplemental.
Per person.
So what are they going to cut it to? Like $15?
Well, they want to get rid of it.
Oh, yeah. Here's your box. I got your box.
There you go.
A box of rice? What comes in the box? Like rice, beans? Come on.
Oh, it's like prison food. I mean, they literally want, you know what it would be? It would be a horrible, shitty government. Although that government cheese was pretty good. Remember when that neighbor kept giving us government cheese?
Oh, shit, yeah.
That was pretty good
cheese. That was great
cheese. Yeah.
Now, I would like that cheese.
Her sister would give it to her, and then they didn't like it, so she would give it to us. She gave it to us. Was great cheese.
Yeah. What is the difference between corporate welfare and welfare a person might get?
What do you mean?
Well, what's the difference?
A big difference. The corporation shouldn't get it.
Yeah. But when a company gets some corporate welfare, it's a tax break or it's money or what is it like?
Tax incentives, lower property taxes, lower payroll taxes, blah, blah, blah.
They're not getting a box of food, right? They're saving money, and the government doesn't tell them, here's what you can do with the money you saved. Nothing.
Well, right. But no, it goes to the rich people that own the corporations and the major shareholders. And
there, you know, this whole food box thing, surely there's, I mean, of course, somebody's got a contract. Some horrible corporation is going to turn out these food boxes. We suck.
Over at the Drudge Report.
Yay.
Today. Let's see what the other side is thinking. Although Drudge, I don't know. If Drudge is really the other side, he kind of is. He's still a right-wing dickbag. But
how can you look at America and look at how, like, the minimum wage hasn't gone up enough for the cost of living? For rent, it's not enough, but it is the minimum wage. How could you look at this country and think poverty is not our biggest fucking problem?
Because giant conglomerates own 90% of the fucking media and the mess. Look at MSNBC, the liberal station.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it's owned by a big.
They're losing their minds that Bernie Sanders may be the nominee. Losing their minds.
You know,
not all of them.
Yeah.
You can see Chris Hayes trying really hard not to go apeshit on his own fellow anchors like Matthews. Matthews is really getting annoying.
Right. I mean, I don't understand why he's got to shit on socialism. Because how else do we fix our poverty problem? I mean, we really have to raise the minimum wage or. Well, I don't know. You got to give people food so they don't fucking starve to death.
And you know, $15 an hour, they're like, oh my God, it's $7 and something, folks.
Yeah.
Right now, $7 an hour and change is the national minimum wage right now.
You know, and a friend of ours once said, but, you know, if you're working as a cashier, you should get paid. You know, you should get minimum wage for that. It's a minimum wage job.
Right. And you should, but you should also be able to afford.
Right.
I love it when the morons say, EMTs only make $20 an hour. You think somebody flipping a burger should make as much as an EMT? No. The EMT should be making $40 an hour.
Yes. Of course.
That's the way it works.
I don't think anybody's saying that, God, I don't understand that. I don't understand that.
Conservative logic.
That logic makes no sense.
Well, that's why it's conservative logic.
An EMT gets paid this amount, so it's okay for somebody to starve.
Right.
It's fucking crazy. It's not very Christian.
Drudge Report says stocks fight virus.
Yes.
I guess stocks again today are down, they closed down 123.
They're fighting the virus.
You know, it's Drudge being clever.
You know, I love when news organizations, instead of being like clear, they'd rather be clever. They'd rather me think about what they mean by their headline. Oh, it's so irritating.
Wednesday's losses brought the Dow's points in the last 3 days down over 2,000.
Oh, shit. That sounds bad.
Disney got hit the most.
Yes.
Also because of the news that Bob Iger is stepping down from his role as CEO.
Okay.
The kind of surprise news.
Bad.
There you go.
Wow.
There was a little, it looked like there was a little attempted comeback in the morning.
Right.
For the stocks, up a couple hundred points, but then they lost all that and then ended up closing down about 100 and some.
How would you grade the Trump's, his administration's response and handling of the coronavirus thus far? Scale of being 1, the shittiest, 10, the most effective in the history of fucking Jesus.
I mean, can you grade a paper that didn't get turned in?
Yeah.
They're not, what are they doing? I mean, I don't know what
they said it was serious.
He got rid of He literally got rid of the pandemic council and all the people who were paid to prepare for this kind of shit.
Right. Did anybody tell him before he did that, listen, you can get rid of these guys, but what happens if we have a pandemic, dude?
I'll be in charge. I know all about pandemics. Oh,
okay. Good. We're all going to drown in our own snot because these fucking deplorables are so racist. They had to elect Donald fucking Trump and the Russians. Great.
Shooting rampage at Coors, at a Coors plant.
Oh, shit.
Got at least 7 dead.
Oh, my gosh.
I think this is Wisconsin.
Right. They have guns up there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, are they like guns?
Okay. One of the worst shootings in Wisconsin history. At least 7 people were killed, including gunmen, in a shooting rampage this afternoon on the Milwaukee campus of Molson Coors.
Ooh. Shit.
Popo were called to the brewery complex at 2:11 p.m. 8 minutes later, employees were notified by email that an active shooter... By email?
An email?
That an active shooter was in or near...
I went to my spam.
The second floor stairwell.
Email. Priority. Like, high priority task.
Yeah, you don't... You can't pick up the phone,
that?
Maybe, or...
Yeah, maybe. Email.
The
that's crazy. An email.
They said the shooter committed suicide.
Oh, shit.
6 victims, they believe, besides the shooter.
Right.
And that's kind of all we've got right now.
This is in Wisconsin.
There you go.
Cool. Jeez. Got a shooter.
Yeah.
Mass shooting. Another one. How many do we have this year? Fuck ton?
Milwaukee.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think we're doing okay.
Yeah.
In America, for some reason, I don't know why America is the only place that really has a lot of these mass shootings. I wonder why that would be. Maybe somebody should look into that.
Well, for instance, you know what I think is weird? I don't know if this is all related, but Steve Scalise is a Republican, right?
He is.
He's the guy that got shot with an AR-15 practicing softball playing second base, right?
Yes.
Okay. He got shot with an AR.
Yes.
And he isn't for gun control.
Right.
He nearly got killed, right? He nearly died.
He was.
See, that's weird because usually Republicans can sometimes find their way to the right side of an issue or the correct side of an issue if it happens to them sometimes. But I guess, I don't know.
Not when the NRA is giving you all that money to get reelected. Jeez. I guess you could do a lot of forgetting.
God, you nearly die from a bullet wound and you're not like, fuck guns? Fuck them.
So, let's see. Why is Justin Amash trending?
Oh, the Republican that went against Trump, right?
Oh, well, this is interesting.
Yes.
The House of Representatives just passed legislation designating lynching as a federal hate crime.
Okay.
The vote on the House floor. Holy shit. This is in our current atmosphere. 410-4.
So 4 people voted against lynching being classified as a hate crime.
Justin Amash is one of them. God, he's a libertarian. I wonder if he just hates hate crimes. Like he hates the designation of a hate crime. I've heard that from some libertarians where they're like, a crime is a crime. Your reason for doing it, why does that make it worse than somebody else? That's their reasoning.
I don't know. I mean, who?
Like if you shoot somebody in the face because they looked at your girlfriend
right.
the wrong way, why would you get more?
Yeah.
Why is that a lesser crime than if you shoot somebody in the face because you don't like the fact that they're black or something?
I feel like
their argument,
because hate crime sort of suggests that the crime is based on some failure of society, right? Like, there's a bunch of racist people or a bunch of sexist people or homophobic people. And somehow society has fucked up and you know, in calling it a hate crime draws attention to it. Why it happened, I don't know.
Right.
Can you imagine voting against?
But I'm just speculating. I don't even know, you know, we don't have the reason that he voted against it. But the other three, the other three voting against it are Representative Massey from Kentucky.
Hell yeah!
Fucking Ted Yoho, Florida. He's a spectacular asshole. Yoho, the Yahoo.
Okay.
He's a Floridian Republican. Yay. Let me see where he's from in Florida.
YOLO. God. I just can't imagine. You don't want to call lynching a hate crime. Because they think, what do they think? It makes murder seem not as bad because some murders.
Gainesville.
Yeah.
Florida's third congressional district.
Right.
He's got Gainesville almost all the way to Ocala.
Yeah.
Almost all the way up to Jacksonville. God. So he's got a big.
In the middle of nowhere.
Swath. Literally in the middle.
Great.
Of the state.
And that motherfucker has a say on what's a hate crime and what isn't a hate crime. His constituents are a bag of boiled peanuts in the middle of nowhere.
And that's three. The fourth person voting against.
Ooh.
Hate crime, making a lynching a federal hate crime. Do you want to take a guess? This is the House of Representatives. I would actually guess wrong on this one. My first guess would be...
Oh. Well, I had my first guess. Now I don't want to do it.
Who's your first guess?
I'm not telling you.
Wait,
Louis Gohmert.
Oh, that's interesting.
What's your first guess? And you would have been
wrong? I would have said Steve King.
Oh, damn. That's a better choice. Of course. Yeah, of course.
But I would have been wrong.
What? He said lynching should be a hate crime.
Apparently, or he didn't vote. There's what, 423? Well, so there were nine people not there.
Okay. But it depends on how you feel about hate crimes. Steve King likes hate crimes. Not because they're bad. I think he likes them. Like, he likes the idea of a hate crime. So, sure, he wants to put lynching as a hate crime. But he loves it.
The fourth person that voted to not make lynching a federal hate crime.
And I've had people say, hey, you know, there's nothing wrong with guys in the military. Look at the Greeks. Well, you know, they did have people come along who they loved. It was the same sex and would give them massages before they went into the battle.
Louis Gohmert.
You get a massage.
Louis Gohmert.
Prostate before I go into gladiator battle.
Louis Gohmert doesn't think.
I shouldn't be happy, though. I mean, you know, God, Louis. I mean, you know.
Oh, Steve King did vote.
Oh, okay. So he voted for it being a hate crime.
I guess.
But not Louis Gohmert.
Not Louis Gohmert, not Amash, not Peace. Massey, not Yoho.
What is Louis' reasoning? It's not a hate crime.
I don't know that we have any of those reasons. It just happened about an hour ago.
What do you hate about lynchings? Hey, that Cindy
Watserface
from Mississippi?
Hyde.
Is she a senator?
Hyde Smith.
Is she a senator?
Yes.
Okay. Because she wants to go to lynchings, right? She said if we had lynchings now, she would go.
I don't know.
She probably wouldn't think of it as a hate crime either.
I don't know what her exact wording was, but it was
it's pretty heinous.
It wasn't great, yeah.
It wasn't great.
The House overwhelmingly, even in this era, passed it. The Emmett Till Anti-Lynching Act.
Oh yeah. Jeez. Wasn't there a story?
Follows a version of the bill that passed unanimously in the Senate.
Damn. Guys,
Trump is expected to sign it into law. Now hold the phone.
No.
Hold the phone. You can't guarantee anything with this motherfucker.
Absolutely not. And if he decided to sign it anyway, he might forget and leave, and Mike Pence might have to remind him. Hey, remember that? Didn't he have that? He had like one of those bill signings.
That's all ceremonial. Yeah.
Yeah, but he walked out. It is ceremonial.
Mr. President, you forgot
out of the room.
You forgot to sign this.
That's weirder, though. It is just ceremonial, but he was there for the ceremony of the signing of the bill and didn't do the thing that was the ceremony was for.
Well, yeah.
That's bizarre.
He doesn't care. It's all about him.
Yeah. I mean, God, is he just that ditzy or?
Yeah.
Jeez.
President Obama, a rare step in.
Oh, yeah.
Into what's going on with the election here. I guess there's an ad that's running in South Carolina.
Yes.
And of course, it's a misleading ad by a pro-Trump super PAC.
Boy, it's lies.
Against Joe Biden, and they use Obama's voice out of context, so they edit it to make it appear as if he's criticizing Biden and Democrats on race. So now Obama's people have contacted TV stations and asked them to stop running the ad.
Right. Well, now they can say, the deep state went behind our back and is pulling our ads.
It's part of a $250,000 campaign by the Committee to Defend the President.
Do you think...
And to oppose Biden in South Carolina.
Do you think President Xi and Trump were sitting around, Xi, the guy in charge of China, they're sitting around eating Chick-fil-A, and Trump was like, I got to figure something, or I'm not going to get reelected, and I'm going to end up in jail. I got to get reelected. Do you have any suggestions? And President Xi is like, you know what? I got this coronavirus I'm right, developing, and I will release it so you will cancel the elections because the pandemic will be so bad people can't go out in public to vote. Just an idea, just a theory.
This is horrible. This is the audio is Obama reading from a portion of his memoir.
Okay.
Dreams from My Father. And in it, in the section, he's mimicking someone criticizing Democrats. So he's making fun of people.
Yeah.
Who were criticizing Joe Biden and him.
Right.
And Democrats.
Jeez.
In the book, in this section.
Right, right.
They edit that out and play it as if Obama was actually criticizing Obama was mocking the people making the fucking video.
How can you can't do that? Can he sue them? I mean, because it's his audiobook, right? He can sue them for use. I doesn't fucking matter. You can sue anybody you want to. It doesn't matter. It's out there, right?
Yeah.
That Trump, they just do whatever the fuck they want. They don't care.
The Committee to Defend the President.
What is what's that guy? Rick Wilson, right? Is Rick Wilson the guy that was talking about how determined Trump is in this election and how dirty it's going to get?
Oh yeah, and
see,
he's the guy that is the dirty guy that used to be the Republican dirty guy.
Ooh.
He was probably in on the Swift boat bullshit. He was around that time, wasn't he?
Yeah, absolutely.
And that might be a little young for that,
yeah.
But. Bush, whatever shenanigans they were doing to keep Bush in power and Romney and try to get Romney and McCain in.
Yeah, yeah. God.
The ad falsely suggests that words spoken by Obama in the narration of his own book were meant to describe Biden.
These guys, these Trumpsters, are playing to win. Are the Democrats playing to win? I'm not saying you should fabricate
some of them.
Videos and shit.
That's why we
Damn.
Need. That's why Bloomberg needs to get the fuck out and keep making
yeah.
ads. Those ads are great. Get the fuck out.
You don't want to be president.
Same
dickhead.
With Steyer. Keep making ads. Get the fuck out.
Why do rich people think they want to be president? Rich people can do whatever the fuck they want to all fucking day. If you're president, not so much.
It's that, I guess you start developing some kind of megalomania when you start getting rich and you think that you start buying the press that you're a big genius and that you did everything and you can save the fucking world.
Yeah. It's insanity. I mean, to me, the idea you get rich, you get to do less. You know, you get to do less bullshit. I don't know.
Obama's communications director said this despicable ad is straight out of the Republican disinformation playbook. It's clearly designed to suppress turnout among minority voters in South Carolina by taking President Obama's voice out of context, twisting his words to mislead viewers.
Right. Yes. God. But it doesn't matter because you can denounce the video. You can say it's not real. You can say it's bullshit. It doesn't matter because it will run in people's Facebook feeds, right? Trump will just pay for that shit to run.
Dilley told us.
Yeah, he doesn't give a shit.
We don't care.
We haven't heard from him in a couple of days. Is he still alive?
Don't care if... he said, I don't care if a story I'm spreading... is false as long as it goes viral and makes people hate the Democrats and makes Jeez. People love Trump.
Has Dilley succumbed to Corona? We haven't heard from him.
No, it's just I haven't played him.
No, oh, okay. Trump or bust, motherfucker.
I'm trying to see if I can actually find the audio of this fucking ad from Florida.
Yeah,
that they. Took out of context.
Man, that sucks. I mean, you know.
I mean, it's like when we say something about, you know, take Obama and get rid of him and hang him from a noose. Well, that would be, then they would take that I just didn't play that as in, listen to Pat saying that Obama should have been hung by a noose.
You know, it's doesn't matter. They don't care if they lie or if they don't fucking lie.
I can't fucking find it. Anyway.
Yeah.
Maybe they're succeeding in taking it down.
And we worry about these deep fake videos, right? Where you can, I don't know, like a deep fake video can make it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Literally make it look like they were saying shit.
Yeah. I don't know. See, this is why I like Elizabeth Warren, because at least like the way she handled Bloomberg, I mean, you described it perfectly. She reached in his pants, grabbed his cock, and bam, bam, the motherfucker around the stage.
Right.
I think we need that. I don't know about the Malarkey Express. I don't know about that.
I guess Joe got a bump, though. He did, I guess, okay last night. I just didn't, I don't know. I just thought the moderators were so poor, and they just let everybody just start talking over each other, and there were just so many cluster fucks of just people keep talking and talking and talking, and people just interrupting. They just started answering.
Oh, yeah.
Just start answering. Biden at one point was like, why am I stopping? Nobody else is. And then he said, must be my good Catholic upbringing.
No, great. Your good Catholic upbringing? Shout out to the Catholic Church. Bunch of child rapists. God.
I don't think that's what his intent was. But
I'm just thinking, you imagine you're a victim of some, like, asshole priest raped you. And then you hear your presidential candidate say, oh, yeah, it must be my good Catholic upbringing. I don't know.
The elsewhere in the news.
Yes.
So this debate.
Right.
It sounded like it was an awfully pro Bloomberg crowd.
Okay.
Seemed to get a lot of huzzas.
Yes.
During the proceeding.
Yay.
And so on the Twitter machine, everybody was, you know, of course, speculating that Mike was paying people off to be in the audience or whatever. But we find out that they didn't need to, because according to local reporting, the tickets to get into this event were $1,750 to $3,200.
The debate?
Sponsorship package.
Oh, package. Oh, yeah. $1,700.
Including tickets to the debates. So you would donate.
Okay.
You get your sponsorship package and you get into the debate. So this is, there was just a lot of rich people.
Right.
A lot of rich white pseudo-Democrats in the audience who like them some Bloomberg.
Right.
Who think Bloomberg is the only one who can do it and that the evil socialist has got to go.
You know, I feel like there should be some sort of thing where the Democrats say, if we win, I'm just going to let you guys know, you fat cats know. When we win, we're going to look back and see it all, see which fat cats donated to our party. And if you didn't, you're on a list. We're going to come get you. You can't do that, though, right? Because that's some evil shit, right? Or you can?
I don't know what the legality of it is. Here's an instance.
Yes.
Very much. Mayor Bloomberg has a solid and strong and enthusiastic base of support. Problem is, they're all billionaires.
Now, that did
boom!
Not, that did not happen in the last debate.
No, it didn't.
Hmm.
Well, Elizabeth Warren showed them how to do it. She showed them how to do it.
All billionaires. Now, if you look. Oh,
on the Bernie's so funny because Bernie looks at him and goes, oh, look, look at this.
Oh, here, all the Bernie's billionaires
like, oh,
are
look
here.
At this. Look at this.
The hand of the last 50 polls. Very
and
much.
He goes on.
So all those people are cheering because they support Michael Bloomberg because they're rich as fuck. Right.
Yeah. Right. And but Warren.
Yes.
Who won kudos for taking Mike down.
Yes.
Went back there. And got booed for pointing out inappropriate comments Bloomberg made to women employees. Got booed.
Oh, shit.
These pro-Bloomberg people booed her for going after him for his comments to employees.
Oh, at least I didn't have a boss who said to me, kill it. The way that Mayor Bloomberg
never said that.
Have said to one of his pregnant employees. People want a chance to hear. People want a chance to hear from the women who
I never said that.
And
for the record, if she was a teacher in New York City, she would never have had that problem. We treated our teachers the right way, and the unions will tell you exactly that.
All meanwhile, these rich fuckers are there for him. He fixed it this time.
Meanwhile, I was following a few different live tweet threads and the live blogging over at The Nation. And several people were pointing out, I was a teacher. I am a teacher in New York. Bring up the name Mike Bloomberg among teachers.
Not
they
love?
They hate him. Yeah, they hate him.
See, this is smart on his part. Somehow this motherfucker finagled it so it was rich people in the audience, so it would skew your perception of how the debate went. You see Elizabeth Warren.
I mean, I don't know
booed,
if he finagled
Bernie
it, but
booed.
He's certainly taking advantage of it.
Are you kidding? What I think happened is
you think Bloomberg controls the
yes.
DNC in South Carolina? Or you think
he
bought him?
What I think is that his fuck he how much money has he invested?
Nearing $500 million.
$1 billion.
Yeah.
I invest $500 million of my money and I have my meeting after I got fucking cornholed at that fucking debate. I'm like, I need a fucking plan, motherfuckers. I just spent $500 million. And if it means buying audience members, well, I'm going to fucking do it. God.
Oh my God. Trump. Is trying to woo African American voters.
How?
Across six swing states.
Swinger states.
With stickers from the group Black Voices for Trump.
Yes.
And they've got a new sticker that just says woke. Woke stickers, black voters for Trump t-shirts, and other branded swag are part of the storefront approach as they're opening offices. Six offices.
Okay.
So far, they've offered.
The right.
Black voters, black voices for Trump.
Yes.
15 field. Oh, they're going to offer, going to have 15. They're calling them community centers. 5 in Florida.
Yay.
3 in North Carolina. 2 each in Ohio and Pennsylvania. 1 each in Georgia, Michigan, and Wisconsin. These are all the swing states.
Yay.
Swing-ish states.
Right. Swinger states.
One official said the campaign's trying to counter the identity politics of the left by targeting black people. That was one of the things that kind of made me a little vomity last night listening to the debate was there were so many times that just about every single one of them was so blatant and obvious in their pandering to black people and people of color.
Well.
Bernie even, they were talking about decriminalizing or legalizing marijuana. Bloomberg doesn't want to. He wants to decriminalize it, but he says we need to study it.
Oh, fuck you.
You can't let kids, that old bullshit.
Fuck off, dickhead. You got booze, right? Booze exists.
Well, right.
I bet underage kids, I bet minors abuse alcohol more than they would marijuana.
You know, Bernie says, get it off the schedule. Take it. It's ridiculous.
And legalize it.
Legalize it. Yeah.
Legalize and it. Expunge.
And then Bernie said, and then I'm going to institute programs so that community, black people, Hispanic people, all can open businesses based on this new product. So he was basically saying, We're gonna let you people, all the brown people, sell the weed.
Yeah,
it was inelegant the way he said it.
Well, wait.
And Ellie Mistal even tweeted and said, I don't know. I feel I love what he said. Wow, but he did feel a little twang of Bernie saying, "Oh, hey, marijuana's legal. Black people are gonna want to sell it." Like there's that aspect to it.
Well, I mean, I. Don't you
Which
think-
wasn't where Bernie was going, but he was inelegant in his saying. I think he meant to say, you know, we want to keep corporate fuckery out of it and allow communities to have their own small businesses again and to have local businesses again.
And also,
which would include the marijuana industry.
Don't you think we need to recognize that for years there was this war on drugs, right? And it's old white
fucked up,
politicians passing dumb fucking laws to throw black people in jail, you know? And now all of a sudden you legalize weed and it's a bunch of rich fucking white people making money off of it.
Oh, sure.
While people are still in jail for fucking weed. That's the problem. It's nuts.
The, so there you go, Black Voices for Trump.
God, that's what it's called, Black Voices for Trump? Are there any celebrity Black Voices for Trump?
Trump's? Like, there's a couple.
Who? What? Wait, who?
Kanye.
Kanye?
Kanye?
Did I send you the video of him falling off the horse in the
Kanye
church?
A black voice or not?
Yes, he is. I think more than anything, he's an insane voice, though.
Meanwhile, Trump got about less than 8% of the black vote in 2016.
Right.
His current approval rating among African Americans is 14%.
That's Trump's approval rating?
14%.
Why is that funny? I think that's amazing.
Among African Americans.
That's amazing.
That's dreadful, but
no,
it is amazing that he's got 14%.
Oh, my God. Look at my African American over here. He said that, right?
And obviously, you know, I'm sure this is a bunch of white people trying to put together messages for black folk.
Yes.
Right? More than half of the black voters who said they had been contacted by the Trump campaign said the efforts to court them actually negatively influences their willingness to vote for him. So more than half of the people they're approaching are like, I hate you more.
Right.
Because of this.
Because that, you know, I agree. That makes sense because I would say I have 14. Hi, I'm Trump. I'm extremely racist. I'm known for being racist. In fact, it's documented I'm racist. Right? The state of New York made him rent apartments to people of color.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I would say if I have 14% of the black vote, I'm stuck. I'm not fucking with that, with these sinners.
Rick Wilson just tweeted the story about the Obama ad that they're, you know, they misled, they fucked up, misedited or changed the editing.
Right.
Took it out of context. And Rick Wilson said, when I tell you they have no bottom, I mean it. He's saying
they don't give a fuck.
You guys need to be out, scorched earth, rip up the rules, go out there and mano a mano, you know, figuratively, with attack ads. And we can't be civil. There's no such thing as civility anymore with these political ads. We're up against.
Yeah.
Rick Wilson said you're going up against people who he said it before. They have no bottom.
And civility,
there is nothing they will not do.
And with these people, with Trump, civility is white fucking privilege. Because if you go civil and he gets reelected, who's it going to be worse on? People of color.
Yeah.
God, he's right. I mean, because Obama could come out and say that ad was bullshit. People can speak out against it all they fucking want. They've created a narrative where Obama's a deep state and they're lying. They're always lying.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't matter if they're lying, you know, because it seems like the Democrats' thing is they lie, then they call them out on the lie. Well, that doesn't matter. I guess. I don't know.
Here's a gentleman that they interviewed in South Carolina who has early voted.
Yes.
In the primary for Bernie Sanders.
Ooh.
South Carolina.
Okay.
They found this gentleman in a cafe. They're interviewing him here on Faux News.
A cafe.
And he's proudly wearing a Trump 2020 button and a MAGA hat.
Oh, perfect. Somewhere in some cafe in South Carolina. Lovely.
Already voted for Bernie Sanders in the Democratic primary. Now, this
so that
is
means
one of these people
yep.
who is out to sow division because of these open primaries,
right?
States like here, we can't do that. You have to declare.
Oh yeah, yeah, with the DMV, I think.
You don't have to. They give you the option if when you get your license, you can declare. Then you can vote or register and declare your party.
Right.
You don't have to, of course, but if you don't declare a party, you can't vote. They don't in Florida. They don't let you vote in that party's primary.
No shit.
But in some other states, it's not the case, and sort of South Carolina, it's not the case. So here's this asshole who went out and who early voted for Bernie, and here's his reason.
Right.
He's a maggot.
Vote. You already voted. Who'd you vote for?
I'm a Republican. I'm a Trump supporter, but we have an Operation Chaos going on, and all over the state, we're encouraging Republicans to go vote for Bernie because we believe Bernie is the best, worst candidate.
Operation Chaos, they're calling.
Great. So they think if Bernie's elected, if Bernie wins the primary, they
he's
can do
the
socialism
the easiest
thing,
one
right?
Trump will yeah. beat, yeah.
Damn.
For Bernie, because we believe Bernie is the best, worst candidate in contrasting his socialism against President Trump and his capitalism.
Shit. That's scary.
Operation Chaos. We have an Operation Chaos going on.
I don't know. How do you look at our elections and think they're going to save us? They're all fucked up. Operation Chaos. He sounds weird too, right?
Well, yeah.
He sounds crazy.
He's got a MAGA hat on. Yeah. What are you expecting?
These guys are mentally ill. A MAGA hat. God.
Maybe this is it.
Boy.
Are you a supporter of President Trump? Are you a registered voter in South Carolina?
Hi, I'm Karen with the Spartanburg Tea Party.
And I'm Stacy, a grassroots activist.
South Carolina Republicans have waited since 2016 to vote again for President Trump.
With no Republican primary in South Carolina, voters will have to wait until November to cast a vote for our president.
Well, that's right. They wouldn't have a primary, even though Bill Weld is still a candidate. I don't think he's dropped out yet officially. I don't think he has.
Forgot about that.
Joe Walsh did.
Oh yes.
I thought that was the ad that Obama.
I thought that was going to tell people in South Carolina to go vote for Bernie.
That might be. Oh, I just lost it.
So this Operation Chaos, is Trump sending out these emails to his lunatic followers saying, hey, participate in Operation Chaos.
This is exactly what they're saying here. You're right.
Voters will have to wait until November to cast a vote for our president.
But there's still a way South Carolina Republicans can support President Trump.
Even after losing in Iowa and New Hampshire, Joe Biden is still the favorite in South Carolina.
We all know that the DNC and the Democrat establishment do not want the independent senator from Vermont as their nominee.
We're asking South Carolina Republicans to show their support for President Trump by crossing over and voting in the Democratic primary for Senator Bernie Sanders.
God!
There you go.
Shit. Well, why aren't they going after Elizabeth Warren? Or why aren't they saying that about Biden? Or why are they picking Bernie? Is it the socialism thing?
So division among the Democrats and piss off the Bernie people.
Can you imagine the oppo research Trump has on Bernie? Even if it's lies, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Jeez. How do you beat Donald Trump? How do you beat somebody like him?
With big numbers.
Yeah. The thing is, this guy is going to go to these battleground states. I don't know.
Counties.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're micro-targeting.
And he won last time, and he didn't have what he has now. Now he has a better, more organized, you know, effort.
And last time, Manafort was sneakily sending polling data to these Russian oligarchs, right? Yeah. So that they could help with their targeting of their ads. Now it's just coming direct from the Trump administration. I'm sure somebody on Trump's staff is just like, forward Vlad, the latest micro polling.
Do you think Trump is ever like, God, I feel bad for Paul Manafort?
No.
The guy was trying to get me elected. He was working for me, and now he's in jail.
That would be.
I feel so bad.
That's empathy. That. Are you kidding me?
No, he doesn't have that. I mean, it's a weird thing in America when a guy is running for, this guy is running for re-election, and his previous campaign manager is in jail for fucked up shit.
And his lawyer.
And his lawyer.
Ugh. His longtime personal lawyer.
I mean, this guy, we know Trump did some fucked up shit in that Ukraine call. We know he said some inappropriate shit to James Comey. We know he's done bad shit that should be impeachable. But this dumb fucking country's going to reelect this asshole?
A small segment of it wants to.
Vote Bernie so you can get Donald Trump? That's their strategy? That sucks.
Because they think Bernie will not only turn off a lot of independents and swing voters or whatever and Democrats with the socialism thing, but that just the infighting that it is, that obviously the DNC would rather probably have a moderate, because the DNC is the establishment.
Yeah.
The establishment Dems.
Right.
So yeah, they're going to go probably for their establishment buddy.
If they don't pick Bernie, Trump and his minions will launch a bunch of bullshit stories about the DNC.
Then they become Bernie bros. Yep.
There is, you know, there's no. Do you remember in Star Trek 2? You remember that movie with Ricardo Montalban?
Yes.
William Shatner. the actor. Khan, yes, yeah. The actor from Cheers. Kirstie okay. Alley Kirstie played Savick.
Right.
And it, the beginning of it, it starts with this war simulation. Where Kirstie Alley is, or Kirstie Spoiler Alley, alert. However the fuck, yeah.
Right.
And she's playing this war simulation, and she loses.
Spoiler alert.
We find out, but Captain Kirk, Admiral James T. Kirk, is famous for beating this.
The Kobayashi Maru.
Oh, my fucking God. Yeah, good job.
Right.
Right. What was the name of the ship that had the fucked up worms that went in your fucking ears? What was the name of the ship? You know that one?
No.
Botany Bay.
I don't remember.
Or Botany Bay. I don't know. Something like that. Chekhov said it. I couldn't understand. I couldn't understand Walter Koenig. I couldn't understand a word he said. But this is, there's a good lesson here. William Shatner beat the war game because he didn't technically play the war game. He made up his own rules.
Right.
That's what the Democrats have to do. They're in a no-win situation. They got to think of something.
Well, yeah. And hopefully they are.
You think they're thinking like that, or they think?
Well, sure. There's a story over at a salon.
Oh, oui, oui.
At salon.com.
They're in the Kobayashi Maru. And they're playing like they're not in the Kobayashi Maru. They're playing like it's just some other fucked up election.
Democrats aren't facing the big question. What will they do if Trump won't leave?
Yeah, absolutely.
This is Chauncey DeVega writing over at Salon.
Oh, yes.
I guess this person wants to see that question in the debate.
It's a legitimate like, fucking
guys,
question.
What are you guys going to do?
It's, you know why it's legitimate? Because he suggested it. He said it when he ran in 2016 and they asked him, if you don't win the election, will you accept the results? Why would I? He said something like that.
In a moment when Trump is systematically undermining the rule of law, ignoring the Constitution, purging the government of anyone who places loyalty to democracy and the Constitution over personal subservience to him.
Yes.
And in total acting as though he were a king or dictator.
Yay.
The answer to the question, right. What should happen if Donald Trump is defeated and refuses to leave office?
Yes.
Is essential for the future of the country.
Right. Of course.
As of the first week of February, Donald Trump has joked, in quotes, at least 27 times that he plans to stay in office past two terms allowed by the Constitution. Trump's propagandists have made similar statements, including outlandish claims that because Trump was impeached, he's somehow now due extra time in office.
Right. Yeah. I mean, because he said it 27 times, right?
So far, yeah.
So if we, you know, isn't that what a fascist does? They say crazy sure. shit to see how it, you know, they keep refining their crazy
shit. Yeah,
they
shit. Test it. Yeah. Test balloons. This is from The Atlantic. Sarada Perry is writing.
Oh, yes.
Should the lying and cheating fail, should the Democrat manage to win the 2020 election, Trump will have one more trick up his sleeve. Before the 2016 election, he suggested he might not accept a defeat. So who's to say that he will accept one in 2020? You don't have to squint hard to see the clues. He retweeted Jerry Falwell Jr.'s suggestion that he ought to have 2 years added to his term.
Yeah, because...
And joked about staying in office longer than 8 years.
No, presidents just don't joke about that, because that is... You're joking about... You're making light of our democracy and how our country works.
If he loses in November, the litigious showman might claim the election was rigged against him and theatrically contest the results in court.
Yeah.
The cumulative attempt of Trump's efforts is to disorient the media and the electorate. Democrats, meanwhile, are fighting about how aggressive to get on climate change or whether debt-free college should be means-tested. Bless their hearts. These are worthy questions, but not the question of the moment. How should they fight against a president who has no moral or legal compass and who will use the full might of the executive branch to win?
How do you beat Hitler? That's it. How do you beat Hitler?
Right. before he's totally Hitler. Yeah.
Hitler is not leaving. I mean, he's not leaving.
The last week, Trump fired the acting director of National Intelligence because Trump was enraged by the intelligence reports that the Russian government is engaged in a PSYOPs campaign trying to manipulate American people into supporting Trump.
Shit, man. We have all these clues that he's not going to leave. We have all these clues that he's going to cheat in the election. And so all these debates, all we do is talk about climate change and all this other shit. Like that guy says, those are decent things to talk about. Those are reasonable things to talk about. But the thing is, we have a totalitarian dickbag that is not going to leave when he loses. And that's the question. So we're not going to have a plan or...
Writing at Just Security, they say Putin aimed for chaos and Trump was the chaos candidate in 2016. But Putin will continue to attack, namely because his objectives haven't changed and the United States has not done anything to defend or deter him from this course of action.
So what will happen is he doesn't accept the results of the election and then there'll be some fucked up military bullshit or some terrorist attack. Well, we're very vulnerable, and we're not going to be able to have a reasonable transfer of power in this fucking country. That's bonkers.
The only difference this time around is that after 4 years of Trump, generating chaos will be even easier to achieve, as Trump and his surrogates have adopted the same playbook.
Oh, yeah. They're getting better at it, right?
That situation is ripe for covert actions of a hostile actor. Putin does not care if Trump wins. He simply wants to weaken the United States, making the country question the outcome of the most sacred part of democracy is a good way to do it.
Yeah. I mean, you know, he wants to weaken NATO. This Brexit shit. I mean, the guy just wants to extend his... He wants to bring the old Soviet Union back, right? He wants his little satellite countries or whatever.
Retired Admiral William McRaven wrote, as Americans, we should be frightened, deeply afraid for the future of the nation. When good men and women can't speak the truth, when facts are inconvenient, when integrity and character no longer matter, when presidential ego and self-preservation are more important than national security, then there is nothing left to stop the triumph of evil.
Shit. Boy, that should make everybody fucking nervous. That's some doom and gloom shit. But it's not out of, you know, to me, these are realistic things to talk about.
Barbara McQuaid writes at The Atlantic, although Trump's remaining in office seems unlikely, a more frightening and plausible scenario would be if his defeat inspired extremist supporters to engage in violence.
Well, it will. And his extremist supporters are already engaging in violence, right?
One could imagine a world in which Trump is defeated in the 2020 election and he immediately begins tweeting that the election was rigged. Or consider the possibility, albeit remote, that a second term Trump is removed from office through impeachment and rails about his ouster as a coup. His message would be amplified by right-wing media if his grievances hit home with even a few people inclined toward violence, deadly acts of violence, or even terrorist attacks against the new administration could result.
God. Shit, man.
And who's to say that some Trumpansy lunatic, Trump loses in November, isn't going to go out and try to start killing Democrats?
See, and this is why, to me, this primary is insane. This primary is insane because all it is doing is highlighting the difference between all these candidates and the Democratic Party and what they need to do instead is just be anti-Trump. That's what they need to be doing. Closing ranks and focusing in on this fucking lunatic.
We've got... thanks for joining us, everybody. Don't forget Faithless Friday.
Right.
We'll be doing Talking Jesus.
Jeebus. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you spend, we get a big fat fucking chunk of. Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. It's like the Democrats are sitting there arguing over these differences between Medicare for all and, you know, all these different like healthcare plans and shit. And it's like it's not like those aren't important, but.
Well, Warren keeps bringing it up. She keeps bringing it up that, you know, hey, maybe we should remember who we're fighting against here.
Yeah.
And Klobuchar does, too.
Well, that's
interestingly
good.
Enough, the two women
right
left on the stage are, of course, the sane ones. It really was. There were points last night where I was just like, oh, God, shut up. Both of you.
It should be
between
about
Bernie and Biden. I'm less annoying for Bernie. I don't know why. I was because, you know, that's just how Bernie is. That Bernie talks loud.
Yeah.
I don't know that he's necessarily yelling. Biden was yelling.
Jesus Christ.
Bernie's shouting loudly to be
yell
heard. You know what I mean? And emphatic.
Why are they yelling at each other?
Biden was yelling in general. He's, you know, you can't, a lot of times when you brought up Trump, he was like, this administration, okay. Which is good, but
yeah,
still, I don't know. I just don't know if the septuagenarian way is the way to go, but Elizabeth is a septuagenarian. She's still my front runner. So right. I just don't know.
I
don't know if Biden is still 100% fighting shape.
Right. I mean, this is, you know, let's say Trump nullifies the election. He says it's bullshit. Let's say he says his opponent cheated, and now I'm going to arrest Elizabeth. Lock her up, lock her up, lock her up.
Oh, yeah. Well, then we're in the streets. I mean, then, you know, it's going to be really awful. Then he's going to have to start shooting civilians and stuff, and it's going to turn into Poland where the streets are going to fill.
Right.
That's one of his main problems is it's urban versus exurban. It's not north versus south or whatever. I mean, every city hates him.
To me, it's like it's time to form a coalition against this guy. It's not time
working on it
for people to argue about this bullshit, this debate. It's insane.
That's how this shit works.
It's the shiny thing. They are. People, these people running for president are focusing on something that's, they want to be president. And if they win, he's not going to lead, right? Yeah. So how are you going to fix it?
The American people should ask the Democratic Party's presidential candidates this crucial question. What should be done if Donald Trump refuses to leave office in 2020?
Yeah.
How a given candidate answers that question should help the American people assess if that person is capable of being the next president.
Yeah. And I would think that would be a good thing for the Democrats to discuss. Because then they can start testing out their strategies, right? Elizabeth Warren floats an idea. You see how the fucking lunatic deplorables react to it. Somebody else floats an idea. You know, you can start getting your strategy together or something. I don't know. God, you got to have Michelle Obama run. That would unify everybody. Everybody would get behind Michelle Obama. Then all the yelling would stop and they would talk about Trump.
One almost cartoonish oops moment from Bloomberg came when he was talking about hitting back at criticism from Warren over his large contributions to Republicans, such as Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina.
Lindsey!
He's donated to.
Damn.
And here is Mike almost accidentally saying that, well, you hear the end. Here.
Okay.
All of the new Democrats that came in and put Nancy Pelosi in charge and gave the Congress the ability to control this president, I got them. Number two.
I bought them.
And he caught himself.
Oh, shit. shit.
Oops.
Gosh. He bought him. I mean, he bought him.
At least he's been honest.
Yeah, man.
Should have just come out and said it.
There's no other way explain him. He bought his way into this. Sure. The only reason this motherfucker who, you know, everybody's attacking. What is he, what business is this rich fucking oligarch have running as a Democrat? I don't get it.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. He's known for stop and frisk. That's what he's known for. Yeah, he's anti-gun and the fucking large soft drinks, but he's known for stop and frisk. So he's going to run as a Democrat. Don't get it. Stupid.
Apparently now, because she had the audacity to go out and say that we should prepare for pandemic, Nancy Messonnier, the director of the National Center for Immunization and Respiratory Diseases.
Damn!
Is now making the rounds of the Republican conservative fever swamp.
Oh, is she trying
conspiracy theory. She's a deep stater, Ryan.
Oh, shit. She's trying to tell us what's going on. She's maybe telling us the truth. Maybe, right?
I would assume she is probably telling us the truth, yeah.
About this fucked up coronavirus.
Yes.
Because what's coming out of the Trump administration doesn't make any sense, right?
Well, I mean, the reason that they're losing their minds over this, and that obviously this woman is just 100% purely anti-Trump.
Yes.
Is because Dr. Nancy Messonnier, who is the director of that really long-named organization.
Yeah, oh, shit.
National Center for Immunization and Respiratory Diseases at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
.com.
Her impressive bio lists a number of top spots that she held in the CDC. She's received multiple awards.
She's a serious scientist. Is this what I'm understanding?
She's basically the one who said it's not if, it's when coronavirus will make it to the United States. We just need to get ready.
See, like, to win in 2020, Democrats need a big turnout, right?
Yes.
So if everybody's afraid that you're going to get the coronavirus, nobody's going to go vote. I mean, is this coronavirus going to be all taken care of by the elections in November?
No.
That's going to affect turnout.
Possibly.
A lot of germaphobes.
Right-wing media have now coalesced around a conspiracy theory that Messonnier's warning must be disregarded.
Wait a second.
Because...
Yes?
She is the sister of Rod Rosenstein.
Rod Rosenstein from the Justice Department?
FBI deputy director, the guy that was in charge of the Robert Mueller investigation a while.
Is this person a doctor that we're talking about? She's
an immunologist.
So she has a DR or something like that, right? She's an MD, whatever the fuck she is. Now, she probably went to school for a long fucking time to learn all this bullshit, right?
I would think.
So you're gonna have a whole career learning a bunch of bullshit, and now you're just going to lie to people? I just don't believe that. Don't we have to believe that she's telling the truth?
The conspiracy theory goes back at least to a QAnon Twitter account.
Oh, God. Dude, there was a guy at my fucking comedy show last night. I totally forgot about this. Q shirt.
Oh, boy.
Giant Q on it.
Not a Quincy Jones fan or...
No. I think it was just Q. Old biker looking dude. Did horrible comedy.
On February... Yesterday...
Yes?
None other than Rush Limbaugh.
Boy.
Medal of Freedom recipient.
Oh, my God. I forgot about that.
Ranted about Dr. Messonnier, suggesting this anti-Trump conspiracy theory... because he found out that she's related to Rod Rosenstein.
Oh, my God. Hey, if this corona hits our country and it becomes serious, then you will start believing these scientists, right? These dumb fucks.
So they're this, yeah, this conspiracy is that she's lying about how bad coronavirus is because she wants to make Trump look bad and wants to bring down the stock market.
Not everyone is a pile of shit. Not everyone is just out there to lie to you. And she's gotten awards for the CDC, right? I mean,
after suggesting Messonnier was not to be trusted, Limbaugh quickly changed the subject to suggest the virus may just disappear once the weather warms up. Scientists have cast doubt on that theory as well. It's possible.
Right.
But I think they're saying they're not sure that this virus will follow in the flu's little tiny footsteps.
Hey, Rush, I don't know if you're listening to us on Spotify, Stitcher.
I think he's on right now.
The podcasting app. Oh, okay. And crabdiving.com. Good luck with your lung cancer. Now, I'm sure you're paying attention to doctors and scientists about that, right?
This
is where Rush Limbaugh really buys into science, right? With his cancer treatment. Big time. I mean, shit. And the thing is, how many
preachers do you think Rush had in to lay hands on him?
0.0.
That he's prayed with?
None.
Yeah.
None. I bet he went to the Mayo Clinic. He has the best doctors ever.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Shit, man. And you know, what sucks is like Rush Limbaugh is broadcasting from some bubble in the middle of Florida, right?
Yeah.
By himself, maybe a couple of assistants here and there. He can protect himself from the coronavirus because this fuckface doesn't have to go out in the public. But he does get to spread lies about it. That's nice.
From 1 to an hour.
Oh, where are we going to drop in?
A dilly drop.
Oh, well, it can be 69.
I got his whole show. Not enough.
I will say.
Okay. Today's broadcast, Democrat debate recap. POTUS weighs in on coronavirus fake news.
Oh, shit.
Birthday wishes for Rihanna. I think that's it might be his fiance. And
not
more.
Rihanna. I want to say 47 minutes in.
47 minutes into the Dilly Show. Ladies and gentlemen.
I like 40... him on Fast 40. He sounds funny.
Here we go. Loading.
Yes.
For a load. School hot dog, Hugh. You know what I'm talking about? That's not fucking normal. Look, I'll show you another one. Here's where he tells us that half the country got murdered over the last 10 years by guns. Look at him.
Gave him to the gun manufacturers.
He's talking about, I guess, the makeup Biden had on or something.
Did he have some crazy makeup on?
No, I don't think so.
Juggalo makeup?
This is a guy who sucks Trump's nipples.
Oh, yeah.
And probably leaves an orange ring around his lips.
I was just wondering. I mean, I wonder if Trump, what color are Trump's nipples? I mean, are they orange? Or
how much he tans. Skipping.
Right.
Let's get back around.
Disgusting genetic monstrosity has the talent level necessary to play off a role continuously, all like a fucking Joaquin Phoenix for like a year.
I don't know who he's talking about.
God, Joaquin Phoenix is he making a point about Joaquin Phoenix trying to save animals and shit and getting political?
No, remember Joaquin Phoenix did that. He did that where he literally stayed in character for a year and they did a
The hip hop guy
where he was doing a band and stuff like that. And
yeah. He's nuts.
I think that's what Dilly's referring
well,
to.
Well, he's an artist, Dilly. What are you going to do?
Fucking 40 billion. Anybody want to explain that over 12 years? Just what this exposes, you guys, is that these mega wealthy people are a product of a fucking corrupt 1% fucking class that essentially infiltrated all the corporations and our political.
See, this is where That's... maggots like Dilly are right. And this is why Trump was able to get people like this. This idiot still believes that Trump is one of him.
That Trump is draining
going after the one. Yeah, Trump is going after the 1%. Going after the corporations. He's a man of the people.
Right, right. That's crazy.
When he's literally done the opposite in every single case.
He's not a man of the people. There are that would be an impossible thing. There aren't a lot of people like this lunatic. He has a penthouse. He has a gold shitter.
That's why I said if the some of these Tea Party loons and some of these and us ever on a lot of our side realized that the same people are keeping us both down.
Oh yeah,
that's when the revolution's really going to happen. When people like Dilly start looking at people like Trump instead of. But Bolivians crossing the Rio Grande.
That's racism, though, man. Right. I don't know what. Right. I don't know how you fix that. I don't know.
Politics, our government. And they leverage that into more money and more power at a level we had never seen.
So let's give tax breaks to those people.
And yeah, then let's suck their dick.
And then they'll trickle down all this money. What? He's making our fucking argument.
Yeah, it's crazy.
This is not a man that is $66 billion richer because he's that much smarter than all of you.
Who is he talking
Bloomberg.
About?
So Bloomberg is not smarter, but Trump is a billionaire, and how dare you question his intelligence? Look at what a successful businessman he is.
What are the differences between Trump and Bloomberg? I mean, they're both rich guys.
$67 billion, $65 billion.
Bloomberg has more money than Trump?
20 times more what Trump has, yeah.
Damn, Donald. Shit. Wow.
This is a man who's right place, right time, had a billion-dollar business that he was able to, through corrupt means, grow into something that nobody had ever seen.
What is Donald Trump doing? Well, Jesus fucking Christ.
Exactly, and... Hello, every corporation. Hello, almost every big giant business. That's our problem. They grow too big and too corrupt and have too much influence. My mantra, why does the third generation Walton controlling the second largest workforce in the country? Why are Waltons who climbed out of a rich vagina? They did not build that.
How did Donald
Trump? But we're listening to them. We're bowing to what their evil corporation wants.
It has to be racism because Donald Trump ran on this. He ran on for every, what do you say? For every two regulations, I'm getting rid of three or some fucked up one, ratio.
I want two gone. Yeah.
Two gone. Where's the logic in that?
Well, there's none because.
Yeah, where's the logic?
Maybe you should take a look at those.
And but by that's the way, that's, so what?
That's for one of these nose pickers. This is this is simplistic. He's making it better. The government's too big. He puts one in, he takes two out. That's great.
Well, and the real thing is that the regulations at some point won't matter, right? Because Billy Barr is the DOJ.
Well, right.
And they just don't enforce the rate. So you can have all the regulations you want. If nobody enforces them, it doesn't fucking matter. That is what is happening.
Yeah.
The what's real, what's true doesn't fucking matter. You can stand up all day and say, hey, this ad Trump played of Obama was fucking misleading. So what? So what?
We got to get going here. Let me do one more quick random Dilly drop.
Campaign. And someone's going to remember her fucking name because I can't remember it. She just said 27% of the Las Vegas attendees were black and Latino. And another like 20% didn't vote in 2016.
Okay.
Is this a pause?
Yeah.
Let that sink in for a second.
Shut up.
So all those people that Bernie Sanders wants to go work in his fucking pot dispensaries. Yeah, Kaylee, there you go. Thanks, guys.
He picked up on that.
My fucking pot dispensaries.
See, he picked the deplorables picked up on that shit.
Brendan Dilly, does he smoke weed?
I don't know if he's... He's young enough that he might be a pro legalization.
Hey, Dilly, I don't know. Don't smoke weed.
But I don't
know. You won't appreciate it, you fuck.
Oh, God. 32 minutes ago, Dilly tweeted, there was a shooting at Molson Coors Manufacturing in Milwaukee. Don't worry. They'll tell you his name and all the details just as soon as they've deleted his social media posts and or switched his party affiliation to Republican and photoshopped a MAGA hat on his profile. Yeah, fuck them. You know that's what they do. Fuck them.
They're out to get us. They are out to get us. That's what the Republicans are saying to all these guys. So when Trump makes this historic speech about how he was cheated in the election and he's not stepping down and the Mueller thing was bullshit, the Ukraine thing was bullshit, and I'm cheated, and for the people that voted for me, I can't step down. I owe it to them to not step down. That's what, you know.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Hey, let's do it again tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Don't forget, we're on your favorite podcasting application and always available at crabdiving.com. Ryan's doing some stand-up comedy soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed, his Instagram, his Facebook, his Radar Comedy, his webpage, radarcomedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Also freaking Vile.
Have a great evening, everybody. We'll see you again if we don't get thrown in the gulag.
Oh, yes. But Trump.
You know what? It's a different kind of fighting. It's a different kind of war. And if you're sitting around getting massages all day, ready to go in the big planned battle, then you're not going to last very long.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.